Vermont is now in the season of sheep shearing, which comes right before the season of lambing. Mary Lake is a sheep farmer and sheep shearer and itinerant slaughterer. This time of year, she drives all around the Northeast, shearing sheep and talking with shepherds about the health of their flocks. She was shearing recently at the Maplemont Farm up in Barnet, and producer Erica Heilman stopped in to talk with Mary and farm owner Amber Reed.
Well, so Amber has well-conditioned sheep, which means inside the belly here, it's not just like a bunch of chewed up grass, it's also a ton of fat inside the belly. So what Amber did was she fasted them, so their bellies are pretty empty. Even they look nice and round, but if she hadn't fasted them, they'd have these big grass-filled bellies, and they'd be like pooping and peeing, which makes them kick. So while I'm shearing, they'd be kicking, and that would be really dangerous for everybody, and I'd have a harder time getting the wool off nicely.
I'm thinking about when I make a turkey, and I'm working with all the joints of the turkey to move the things. You're pressing down on certain points of her joints to keep her comfortable and still.
Yep, I can push down on her leg to straighten that out. And then I'm just thinking about keeping the skin nice and taut so I don't hit a wrinkle with my comb. I could get a wrinkle in there and cut skin.
All the while Mary worked, she talked with Amber about her sheep. How they looked, what they were eating, the ram that got out and had illicit relations with one of the sheep. Amber was clearly anxious to hear what Mary thought about things. It was a little bit like watching a parent-teacher conference. When she was done shearing, I asked Mary if she would sit in the car with me and talk about these important conversations she has with shepherds while she's shearing and butchering.
From the outside, it's like, what's so hard about this? But these are incredibly sensitive conversations. Why?
Yeah, there's a lot riding on it. So a successful sheep farm has slim profit margins, you know? Most sheep farms are breaking even, and it's because of other stuff. Like, farming is so ridiculously expensive. So there's like half a year or a year of work that on a day like shearing day or slaughter day, you can be like, I could have done the last 6 months a little bit differently and had better results right now. And that can be hard to hear when you're working so hard all the time. Like you think you're doing all the things right. And then on shearing day, you find out that like all of the sheep have a wool break or all of them are underweight. Or on slaughter day, you have small carcasses or you're just like things aren't what you thought they would be. If there's a situation and the sheep are bad year after year after year, then it's like we really have to talk about it. Like this is a lot of suffering. This is really like I don't think I've ever been like this is inhumane, but I have been like this is like borderline inhumane, you know, like where I'm like we really got to dial this in and what can you do? I know it's so hard to get good hay, but maybe there's something else we can do too and you know like just kind of work it out. But for the most part everybody has gotten better every year or has tried or there's usually a reason and then the next year that's resolved.
Do you think that people worry about your combing in the same way that I worry when I go to the dentist?
Totally. Yeah, it's a lot like going to the dentist.
At any moment, the hygienist could say, are you flossing? And I'm like, why are you asking? Because obviously you know.
Yeah, totally.
I ask questions like that too. Like, so what are you feeding? What kind of hay? Like, how much and how often? Like, I'm like, yeah. I get into it. And the more questions I ask, it's usually because I'm like, you're holding back.
Farming is hard, and the profit margins are always slim. And I think that we do forget how hard it is to make food, our food.
Farming's pretty hard. But what makes farming super hard is that we're trying to do it in this system, or this like the system that doesn't really respect farming anymore. We have these consumer expectations that are wicked ridiculous. And so when we do make our own things, like our own clothes, it doesn't make any sense. Like my son got a pair of Nike sweatpants for $12 at TJ Maxx. And he's like, I love this. This is so great. And then he also has like this hand-knit sweater from his mom, which is, or his, my mom, which is also really great. But the value of that sweater is like $500. But he does love these sweatpants almost equally as much as he loves this sweater. And honestly, he's going to wear the sweatpants more than he wears the sweater. And I kind of ruined the sweatpants for him. Because I was like, there were a lot of people who helped make those sweatpants that did not get paid what they should have gotten.
And so how did he take that?
He said, yeah, but I really love TJ Maxx. I was like, I know. It's so fun.
This is Vermont Public. I'm Erica Heilman.